Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today's saint whose mass we have is Saint Damasus, who was the Pope, that is, he ruled the whole Church at the end of the 4th century. And Saint Damasus is remembered of being a great friend of Saint Jerome, who served him as a secretary with the duty of replying to all the numerous letters which the Holy Father received from all over, from the councils and from the churches. And by the order of Saint Damasus, Saint Jerome did a very great and marvelous service to the Church. Namely, Saint Jerome corrected and translated into Latin the version of the Septuagint, and he did the same for the Hebrew edition of the Bible. All these from these ancient languages he translated into Latin, which was still widely used in the Roman Empire, thus making possible that more and more people could grow to love and follow the teachings of the Holy Scripture. And Saint Jerome also very carefully corrected the Latin text of the New Testament, comparing that to the original writings and original languages of the apostles. So this Pope, Saint Damasus, and his secretary, Saint Jerome, they both loved Holy Scripture very much. And children, the Bible tells us much very great and valuable things about Our Lady, whose Immaculate Conception octave we still celebrate. Especially during Christmas time, however, you might notice, children, that many of those people who say that they follow Jesus, they don't speak much about Our Lady. These people are called the Protestants, who take some of the teachings of the Scripture and Jesus, but not all of them. And I'll tell you today a true story about a little boy who found Our Lady in the Bible, and through her, the Catholic faith. A little six-year-old Protestant boy had often heard his Catholic friends reciting the beautiful prayer, Hail Mary. And the boy liked it so much that he copied it, he memorized it, and he would also recite it every day. And one day he said to his mother, pointing to Hail Mary, Look, Mommy, what a beautiful prayer this is. But his mother answered to him, Never again say it. It is a superstitious prayer of Catholics who adore idols and think Mary a goddess. After all, she is the woman like any other. Come on, take this Bible and read it. It contains everything that we are bound to do and have to do. So, because his mother told him so, from that day on, the little boy did not say his daily Hail Mary anymore, and gave himself more time to reading the Bible instead. And then on one day, while reading the Gospel, he came across the passage about the Annunciation of the angel to Our Lady. Full of joy, the little boy ran to his mother and said, Mommy, I have found the Hail Mary in the Bible, which says, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou amongst women. Why do you call it a superstitious prayer? And another occasion the boy found that beautiful salutation of Saint Elizabeth to the Virgin Mary and the wonderful canticle, the Magnificat, in which Mary foretold that all generations shall call me blessed. The boy said no more about it to his mother, but he started to recite Hail Mary every day as before. He felt pleasure in addressing these charming words to the Mother of Jesus, our Savior. When the boy was 14 years old, he one day heard a discussion on Our Lady among the members of his Protestant family. Everyone said that, oh, Mary was a common woman like any other woman. And the boy, after listening to their erroneous reasoning for a while, could not bear it any longer, and he interrupted them, saying, "No, Mary is not like any other children of Adam, stained with sin. No, the angel called her full of grace and blessed amongst women. Mary is the mother of Jesus Christ, and so the mother of God. There is no higher dignity to which a creature can be raised. The gospel says that the generations will proclaim her blessed, and you are trying to despise her and look down to her. Your spirit is not the spirit of the gospel or of the Bible, which you proclaim to be the foundation of Christian religion." So deep was this impression which the boy's talk had made, that his mother many tried was wailing and sorrowing that his son is now going to the Catholic religion, which she didn't like. And indeed, not very long afterwards, after having made serious study of both Protestant and Catholic religion, the boy found the Catholic to be the only true religion and embraced it and became one of the fervent Catholic Christians. Sometime after his conversion, he met his married sister, who rebuked him angrily for abandoning the Protestant faith. But eventually, when the sister's own son got very much ill, and when the boy or young man at this point prayed Hail Mary over his nephew, finally the sister also saw how powerful is the invocation of a Holy Mother Mary in our daily needs. And after long preparation, the sister also received baptism, and truly, together with the whole family, thanking this young man who, since his childhood, had been the apostle to the whole family, simply by reciting and spreading devotion to Our Lady. So you too, children, you should be entirely dedicated to Our Lady and never let a day pass without saying the beautiful prayer, Hail Mary, and also of saying your rosary. Ask also on this Advent and Christmas time that Our Lady would enlighten the minds of Protestants who are still separated from the true Church of Christ. They truly hold some of the doctrines of Jesus, but so many of them unfortunately abandon. If you pray to Our Lady, the Virgin Mary, that she would melt the hearts of the obstinates who keep away from her son's church, she will hear your prayers, and you can be in this way the apostle of Our Lady to the whole world, and especially to your family and your friends. May God bless you.